Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi here on ShrobHomeVideo.com. Hey, it's our 50th episode here on Shrob Home Video. Round of applause for us. If you don't know, we're a podcast about paranormal and contemporary mythology. You can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. You get two bonus episodes a week. Hey, I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron.
Thanks for checking us out. And yeah, that's all the business. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's the creator of the podcast Conference Call, our friend, writer and director, Greg Steeves.
Yes, hey guys, thank you for having me. Good to be here in Sci-Fi World.
Hey man,
what's up?
Yes,
thanks for showing up, dude.
You've been here twice before.
Yeah, this is the third time. Yeah, third time's a charm for sure. First time on video. This is cool.
First time. Yeah. What, you were Zoom before?
We did a Zoom, and then the original one was your place.
Yeah,
I guess a couple years ago. Yeah.
Oh wow, I don't even remember that. I keep running into people at the bar who have been on the show, and I don't remember them. Because I wipe the slate clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The second we're done here, I don't remember anything.
It's true.
So how into kind of like paranormal or contemporary mythology are you?
I would say I'm into it. I don't know. I'm not like deep into like I know what's like a chupacabra. Like I know, like I'm kind of aware of those, right? That level of stuff. Mm. Like once you get deeper. I was looking up what's the name of it? It's a Florida one. He's like the Florida Bigfoot.
Skunk ape.
Yes. I just recently came across skunk ape again on a bumper sticker. So like that catches my attention. I look it up on Wikipedia, but like maybe like 15-minute kind of dive in, not like
yeah,
days worth binge into the skunk ape world.
Are you from Florida?
I'm not. No. I was going through my camera roll and looking at photos and deleting stuff for like over the years, and I was like, oh, what's a photo? I got engaged during pandemic, and I was like, what's a photo from?
Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
Congrats.
Appreciate that. Thank you. And I was looking up a photo of the day of our first date, and I was like, what was I taking photos of? My life before meeting my partner.
And it was all skunk ape.
It was all skunk ape. There's one photo at sunset driving to our first date, and there's a skunk ape sticker on a car that I took a photo of. I was like, what the heck, a skunk ape? Now I'm here.
Now he's here.
Okay, well, we do something here on the show called the Sob Scale.
Still getting used to that.
It stands for skeptic or believer. It's a 5-question quiz.
Great.
These are yes or no questions. Feel free to elaborate in any way that you want, but at the end, I will judge you. I'll give you a score between a 0 and a 5. If you're a 0, you're more of a skeptic. If you're a 5, you're more of a believer.
Great.
Are you ready to be weighed on the Sob Scale?
Yeah, let's do it. Great.
Okay, first question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I would go yes for all those. Was that all yes or no questions? Yeah, I believe in aliens that they're visiting, and yeah, I would say that they've been
you,
here.
And you've been here. Do you remember your...
That's a great question. I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
It may have changed. And I guess, like, you know, it can change over the years, you know, right?
Yeah. Multiple guests have
the journey,
slid up and down the spectrum.
Perfect.
So you believe in all of those. Do you think the aliens helped build the pyramids?
Man, that's such a good one. I guess I would say yeah. Yeah, I guess I think yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I saw Stargate when I was a kid. I don't know if it's that, you know, Inception, but yeah, I think I could see there being some alien influence, or like they drop off some sort of alien protractor type thing. Of
I
like,
love Stargate.
Yeah, yeah, Stargate's great. I got to revisit that one, actually. I haven't seen that in a minute.
The movie, but then did I never watched the show. The SG-1, show looked bad.
Yeah. The show, yeah, it was. I think they were. It was a Sci-Fi Channel budget, probably.
Exactly.
You know,
so it looked really bad.
Shows like sci-fi shows like that always feel too like militant to me, like procedural, like
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Well, you know, I want the sci-fi stuff. I don't want like orders.
Right.
Then why do you like Battlestar? Because that is the most militant of all of the sci-fi shows.
But they, you know, they're like thrown together to figure it out. I feel like it's more.
It's like military meets civilian. Like one, there has to be a balance. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, Stargate is just like very, it's like, I haven't seen Predator, right? We were talking about this last week. Like, it just feels too military.
Yes.
And not enough sci-fi. Like,
right.
I don't really want to watch, you know, like a war movie. I want to watch
funny,
an alien
I
movie.
Subconsciously yes. ripped you off.
Yes. No.
Check out Predator. It's not that military. It's
Predator.
It's great.
I don't want to watch.
Did you
watch?
Like, oh, you like Arnold?
Yeah, sure. I just don't like an alien with like built-in dreads. You know what I mean? It's like, what is the point of that?
I know.
I don't think it's dreads.
What are they? Tentacles?
It's, yeah,
tendrils?
It's like it's part of his head or something. Or no, it's part of his armor, right?
Yeah, but that's even dumber. Like, that's... Your armor is supposed to be function, not, like...
How do we make a futuristic tribal warrior?
Yeah,
let's just rip...
Exactly. I'm on there with you.
All right, second question. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Yeah,
do you have a ghost story?
No. Other than, like, I've been in my apartment and... you know, you think someone's, like, a friend is over and that you feel them walking. You're, like, in your periphery, like, oh, they're walking to the bathroom or something. And you look up and they're still in the kitchen, for example. You kind of feel like, oh, I felt an energy move into the room, but I wasn't looking at it.
Right.
You know, and I feel like there was something going on there.
Wait, where are you from?
Upstate New York.
The Hamptons?
No, Albany.
Oh, the capital of New York.
Yeah, right there. Right, yeah. Right. Base of the
center. The spookiest town of them all.
Troy, yeah. The Troy Cemetery has a lot of ghosts. I've not seen, but we actually visited the cemetery, but that's where people would go like on Halloween to get spooked.
Do they do movies there?
There was a movie that came out I've not seen yet this year called Resurrection with Rebecca Hall. That's, I think, a freaky movie that was shot in Albany. They double it a lot for like old time in New York City, too. I think the Gilded Age was shooting there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they don't show movies in the cemetery like we do out here.
No. Oh, I see what you're saying. No. Show movies. I thought you said shoot movies. Yeah, they don't.
But what, isn't that weird that we will just show movies in a cemetery?
I don't like it.
I've never gone. I don't want to do that.
Have you gone?
It's freaky.
I've gone. Yeah, I saw Mulholland Drive at the Hollywood Forever. Yeah.
It's weird.
It's weird. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's like. I don't know if you make a day out of it, like paying your respects or like what, you know, why are we going to a cemetery to do that?
Let's go see Lucy Arnaz's grave.
Yeah, right.
And then check out
like the Mulholland
Drive. The Sandlot. You know, half those kids are buried here now,
right?
You're killing me, Smalls. It says it on someone's grave.
Yeah. Bigfoot?
Man. I do believe that there's creatures like that we don't know about in the woods, deep in the woods, for sure. Yeah, maybe we get them. I don't know that. Or where are you guys on like the footage? Like the.
That's fake.
Yeah.
I think that the Kent Patterson Gimlin.
Yeah.
I still lean toward it being more legit than not.
Yeah. Sure.
This is willful ignorance on this part. Like, we examined the video. It looks like shit.
Yeah, I mean, I believed in Bigfoot until we did that Bigfoot episode. And now I'm like,
It's not real.
Maybe once upon a time.
You can believe in it, but that footage
that
is not real.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah.
Also, that was supposed to be a woman, like a female Bigfoot. You know
it's a smaller one, right? Or something. Oh, interesting.
There's titties on it?
There's titties on that. Wow. Bigfoot.
I did. I found a bunch of Bigfoot porn for our first episode.
I remember that.
But then I guess it got S&P.
What brings you to the woods?
Well, one was really funny. It was like this girl in a tent, and she was like freaked out because there was like something outside, and then she opened the tent, and it was just Bigfoot like jerking off. Then they fucked. Psychics?
Yeah, I believe in that too.
Jesus,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So you believe
it's
in all?
I guess so.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've like within the belief, I'm on the spectrum, but I do believe like there. Yeah, I believe there's like truth to all that stuff. You know.
All right. Well, yeah. Here's a curveball.
Sure.
Is life a simulation?
That's another one where I'm like, I could definitely see it. It's hard to. Isn't that the thing? Like, it's more likely that it is because it's easier. They could be simulations, but there could only be one real world. That whole idea.
You know? I mean, I think the prevailing thought is that if it is a simulation, it's like some future society has set us up to see how they could have not gone wrong.
Right.
We're the
something's sims. Coming.
Yes.
But if that's right. What they wanted, we have completely fucked everything. Like, there's no way they're learning anything from us. We've decimated this planet.
I mean, I always think that existence is like a simulation, but it's not a simulation. I don't believe in simulation theory.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I believe that the way that all of this is happening is like a simulation for the universe.
I got a little lost.
Let's say different creatures like just trying out different.
I don't know.
I'll work on.
Yeah. Interesting.
You'll work on being more eloquent with your thoughts.
I never have been. Yeah.
Well, Greg, I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
You're a 5.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding.
Great. Okay. Cool.
We haven't had a 5 in a while. Are you guys excited?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I don't remember the last time we had a 5.
Oh, really?
Does that mean you're going to believe in everything that we say here?
I mean, I guess we'll have to see. I like to hear what we're going, you know.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
I do. I celebrate, yeah, sort of my version of it. Like, where I have an advent calendar. My dog has an advent calendar.
Aww.
My fiance has an advent calendar. That's fun. We don't like go to church.
Your dog has one. That's great.
I love that.
It's fun. I like the ritual. Like the rituals of that.
Yeah.
Are wonderful. Like celebrating. Yeah. Elements of it.
Do you go back home? Do you go to New York for?
I haven't. I've been going back to my fiance's from up the coast, so we go back. It's a little bit closer to go back.
San Francisco.
It's Central Coast. So it's like an hour north of
Modesto.
Santa Barbara. Yeah.
I don't know. It's all the coast, right? We're in California.
Sevan has opinions about where Modesto is. He's not on mic, so.
That's George Lucas, though, I believe, right? He was Modesto, I think.
Yeah. Is he?
I think there's a Star Wars.
Is that why they're all moving here?
Were you a presence, open presence on New Year's Eve? Not New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day family?
Christmas morning, yeah. Christmas Day. Yeah. But it always seemed cool to people who got to like get that preview, the open a little bit. Christmas Eve was cool. How about you? Were you open?
We did like one present on Christmas Eve, and then we opened the rest of them on Christmas
Day. Hey, us too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was divorced family, so I had 2 Christmases.
I did too.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Did you get to choose the gift that you opened on?
Yes,
Christmas?
But okay, sometimes cool. I'd be like this one. They're like, maybe not that one.
No, totally. Yeah, normally I got to the point where I would just be like, which one do you guys want me to open? And they'd be like, this is a good one.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was great. Yeah. Just a little appetizer to the next day's buffet.
Which is so smart. Yeah. If you get the best thing first, oh.
No, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You can't get that red rifle rocket right away.
Yeah. Can't open the bike the night of. What are you going to do, ride it around at night? No.
Red rider?
The red rocket.
No, you say the red rocket rifle, and I said a bike. I said you can't open the bike.
No, but I said it wrong. It's Red Raider rifle.
Yeah, Red Rocket rifle sounds like rifle.
Dog wiener.
Sounds like a dog wiener.
Gross.
Where do you stand on dog wieners? You got a dog.
Yeah, you do have a dog. He's into his wiener for sure. He's he's big on licking that thing.
Does he show that lipstick a lot?
No, not a lot actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's a wiener dog though, which is weird.
Oh.
You'd think that, but more the length than the dick itself, I guess.
What do you do with a wiener dog? Can they run?
Yeah, they run. You have to be careful about them jumping, actually, because they're spine. Yeah, they're not. It's yeah, they're not designed. They were designed by like you know.
Are they an abomination? Should they exist?
No, they're meant to like go deep into holes to get rats.
I thought that was terriers.
Yeah, that yeah.
Well, terriers also. There's different parts of the world that require different dogs.
Tunnel little holes in the ground. That's hilarious.
Yeah, they make them. They love to burrow. Yeah.
Were they used by monks? I feel like because long, low dogs were like bred for monasteries because you can't, they can't run. So like basset hounds were like a monastery's hunting dog because they're really bad at running, but they're great at tracking.
Why would they not want them to run?
Because the monks can't run. Monks aren't allowed to run.
Is that true? There's no, they can't do athletics? Is that part of it?
Well, it's like, I mean like European monks, they wear those long robes. You can't like run in the woods in that long robe.
That's hilarious. And they're not wearing underwear, so that's even worse to run.
Yeah,
they're not wearing underwear. Is that true? I don't know. Hey, you learn
if you're a monk, if you're a monk, call in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure there's a bunch of weird religious shit about underwear.
Anyway.
All right, Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Christmas cryptids. It's December and Christmas is upon us. An ancient tradition celebrated around the world, bringing gifts for everyone. But for some, Christmas brings terror and the supernatural. Oof. Let's talk about some of the cryptid creatures that may or may not be real. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Great.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, man. You didn't know you were getting a show.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Wayne's World, you know, like the arcade. We're here, you know. It's been an upgrade. Incredible. This is no Zoom window, baby. We're here. Yeah. This is incredible.
I know. Zoom's always weird to
do.
Yeah,
it's tough.
There's a bunch of cryptid creatures, but I first want to just do Santa, right? We got to do Santa.
Well, I would first ask, what would you count as a Christmas cryptid? Because doing the research on this, people were saying the Grinch and like, what else were they saying?
They were saying like the Grinch. They were saying the three ghosts from the Dickens thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, are those cryptids?
No.
For me, movie stuff, it's not like
real mythology.
I think if it's in a novel, it's not a cryptid. My definition of cryptid has to be something that people actually believe exists.
Right.
And, you know, take precautions against. Mm-hmm. Or at least like have superstitions about,
or it, you know, was real at one point, you know, like,
yeah, like elves or whatever.
I mean people believe, because like the big list, like people believed in those things back then. They don't now, but they did.
Some people might still,
they still believe in elves in Sweden, right? Don't they think the elves are real?
I believe in small
diminutive
cross-dimensional creatures.
Jesus Christ. What about you?
Yeah, I would go for fairies. I would believe that fairies are out there in the forest.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would you believe in that?
I just feel like I understand like watching humanity and be like, I'm taking a step back, like I'm not making contact right now. You guys do your thing. You know, it's like the ocean. It's so big, you know, there's gotta be
yeah.
I don't know about civilizations, but just such a big world. I
fucking hate the ocean. Let's not get up to the ocean. I hate it so much.
I hate the ocean too.
Mm. Hate it.
But a lot of people do believe in Santa for too long.
Yeah,
they're
mostly five and under.
Yeah, I definitely believed in him for too long.
So did I, because I was a trusting child.
Yeah,
yeah,
good member of society. You know.
Yeah, yeah. And my parents told me it existed,
and we all had the moment where you're like, "Tell me the truth, is Santa real?" And got the answer of yeah.
No, they had to. I believed in it for so long, they had to tell me that it doesn't exist. And I remember being romantic about it as I got older, I asked for a Santa doll because I was like being romantic about like, oh, childhood is gone now. I don't believe in Santa anymore. And so like I wanted a Santa doll to just like as a keepsake of
a time
when I was innocent.
How old were you?
That's the Santa doll that I made jerk off on the live stream.
Are you serious? That one?
Yeah.
The Santa that represented your loss of youth for making jerk off on Twitch?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now we'll never think of that Santa ever the same.
Well, nothing is sacred, so.
That's true.
Wait, when did you stop believing?
Someone in the chat just said fictional character is not mythology when we were talking about what we would count as a cryptid.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was just like a really good, simple wording.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For what we were talking about. Anyway, back to.
When did you stop believing in Santa?
That's a great question. I think it was around the time I saw Jurassic Park, is like as far as just what I'm thinking of like kid memories. I feel like around Jurassic Park, I no longer believed in Santa, but I don't have like a vivid like I stopped. Mm-hmm. I don't have that. Like I don't have a moment of like crystal realization of.
It's so weird because it was such a pivotal moment for me.
Huh. I think it was maybe a slow transition. I guess I'm not sure.
I guess like everyone else was eroded by like their classmates saying right. that it doesn't yeah. exist or whatever. But I
having
but
to
I,
fight for him.
Yeah.
Right. Right. It's just real. Yeah. Shut up. It's real.
I was going through a drawer with my dad. We were wrapping up a Christmas present for my cousins, and then I'm like, "What are those?" And we found our presents that we were getting. He's like, "Those are for your cousins." And then we got them, and I was just like. Just silently depressed, going like, man, these aren't from Santa.
Yeah, I've been hoodwinked. All the magic
But they were
is gone.
He-Man toys, so it was probably, you know, 86, 87.
Do you remember which ones? He-Man's awesome.
It was funny because it was Stinklor. just another He-Man. I think we just broke
Battle
so
Armor
much.
He-Man?
Just regular.
Oh, well, that's cool. I never had regular He-Man. I only had battle armor. I was like, fuck, man. I want normal He-Man.
Was there many iterations of He-Man? Like the different outfits? Like the way that Batman eventually, I feel like there was like Ice Battle Batman and sort of tons of different pizza.
No, not
Batman.
Too many.
Yeah, just kind of He-Man.
I think just normal and then battle armor and then maybe they went crazy after that.
Right, right, right.
Once I checked out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So cryptids.
Santa, Santa Claus, Santa. Father Christmas, Saint Nicholas, Kris Kringle, Western Christian is where that started. And basically, from this 1823 poem, A Visit from Saint Nicholas. So it's weird for like all the years before that, there might have been other things.
But who is Saint Nicholas?
There was an English version. Hey, wait, let me finish Santa real quick. Just to bust through this. There was an artist, Thomas Nast, who in 1881 drew the first Santa that looks like the...
He worked for Coca-Cola.
No, this was a little bit earlier.
No, he worked for Coca-Cola.
Yeah. But in 1931, then that Coca-Cola one came
out.
Wow,
early.
That's
that early.
The one
wow.
that like... Also inspired by the poem. That's the one that everyone connects to.
So Santa's only 18 what, did you say?
The poem was 1823.
So
our
manifestation of Santa is only like 200 years old.
That's incredible.
Because like there was an English one, St. Nicholas, and also mixed with a Dutch figure, Sinterklaas.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see when St. Nicholas, the English one, came about, but it wasn't too much earlier than the poem. So, I mean, you know, could
but
have
then St. Nick is a real man, right? Like he's an actual saint.
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna do
right? I'm pretty sure St. Nick is like an actual Catholic saint.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I think he like. See, I stupidly didn't do any Santa research on this.
Well, I figured we'd brush over it real quick.
Yeah, we can brush over Santa. Just take my word for it.
What's funny is in the 17th century also, 1600s, Old Nick in England was Satan. Old Nick.
Oh, wow.
Old Nicko.
Why? Is that like a Cockney rhyme or something?
Old Nick.
There was a one specific guy that
he's got a big dick. Let's call him Old Nick.
There's the Nicor, N-I-C-O-R.
Ooh, careful.
Translates to water demon. So
definitely pronounce the C-K in there.
But, and, you know, in England, like, you got Old Nick and you got Saint Nick. You got Satan so and they, Santa.
And these are different people.
Yeah.
And he's got the red cloak. I mean, I wonder. And the fur, kind of.
I know there's, like, a, like, pagan stuff, too, where it's, like, the red and the white maybe came from mushrooms. Like, the...
Yeah,
those winter trippy, mushrooms yeah. And, like natives and... Gosh, I was going to do all this research for next week, but I'm pretty sure this is right. That the natives in the area would take hallucinogenic reindeer pee because reindeer would eat the poisonous mushrooms because you can't eat them, you would die. So it filters through their body and they drink their urine and they fucking like trip out.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's where like flying reindeer came in and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, you want to make it rain tonight, do ya?
That's how we got Bud Light.
Yeah, that's the Bud Light Christmas commercial. Yeah. Go cast the Santa. Bud Light has the reindeer.
But
listen,
you know.
I don't think Santa is a cryptid. Is it prejudice of me to say that cryptids have to be non-human?
Oh, interesting. Yeah, you think you do jump to that first, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, what about like what
Mothman?
About the Yule lads.
Well,
we haven't gotten to them yet, but they're humanoid.
Stay tuned for the Yule lads.
But I guess they're like tiny. Right?
I think they're gnomes or elves or something.
Yeah, they're humanoid.
I feel like Santa can't be a cryptid because he's a man.
Yeah.
He's a man.
But the original Saint Nicholas in England used to travel with Krampus. Krampus would come with him.
But Krampus is a man too, right?
He like has horns. He looks like the devil.
He's a demon.
Yeah.
Oh, like the girl that Woody Harrelson has to eat out in Kingpin?
Yeah, just like that. It's just like Kingpin. You really knocked something loose there.
Yeah.
Saint Nick's giving presents to kids, and then Krampus is beating up the bad children, throwing them in his sack, and taking them to hell.
To hell!
What? Wow.
To hell with you children!
I feel like Krampus is the bacon of the last 10 years. Like, Krampus really had a moment.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking came out on the scene. People were like, did you know about this Krampus guy? And everyone's like, what?
I got to do a Krampus at Hollywood Horror Nights the other year. They had Krampus maze. That was awesome. You know,
Spooky.
Yeah. Christmas time, snowing. It's like piggybacking a bit off of Nightmare Before Christmas, I think.
Did
like
they hand out Christmas. A pamphlet beforehand to let everyone know who he was?
No. Cause, yeah, they should have.
Was like, it because that movie was
yeah, exactly.
Out?
Yeah, there was that Adam Scott movie, right?
Yeah.
Adam Scott, great. Nice.
I think he was in it.
Okay, cool. It was Krampus predate Santa Claus? Like, it's like older folk?
St. Nicholas is with him.
St. Nicholas is with him. Got him.
But they started at the same time.
Interesting.
These guys are too human. Let's get into some let's get into some weirdos.
No more bipedals, please.
How about Mary Lou Lude? L-W-Y-D. Mary Lude, the Christmas zombie horse.
Huh. News to me.
This macabre skeleton mare of Welsh tradition rises from the dead and wanders the streets with her attendants, who are also fresh from the grave to remind the living of their existence. Wow. Mary Lude was the only one has only one goal in mind: to get into your house and to keep the zombie horse out. You have to engage in a battle of wits, in rhyme, no less. Usually on New Year's Eve, where the undead mare represented by a puppeteer parading a horse skull on a pole draped in a white cloth. So you have to like. Huh. Do rhymes with this. It doesn't get into your house.
As soon as you say that, it just sounds like an English thing, you know? Welf, whence did you come from?
Yeah, and of course it's Welsh. Whenever I talk to a European and I'm like, oh, I'm Aaron Pierce. Like, Pierce is Welsh. Or like, don't admit that you're Welsh. Never admit to a European person you're Welsh.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. And I'm like, what? Why? They're like, Welsh people are awful. I'm like,
huh.
Grow up.
Yeah, grow up.
What's wrong with Welsh people?
I have no idea. I think their language is garbage or something. Too many consonants.
Huh. Okay. So it's a horse or a woman riding a horse?
It's a zombie horse.
And it wants to trick you into what?
It's really smart. It wants to get into your house.
Yeah.
For why?
Probably to eat you or something. Or maybe it just stands in the middle of the room and blocks the TV.
I haven't been inside in so long. I just want the warmth.
Yeah.
Well, I've been around since before houses.
I'm so cold.
I just want to see what's in there.
And then you rap battle it and it goes away.
Yeah.
I give up.
Your rhymes are too wicked. I can't think of any good slang. What's a good slang now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Your rhymes are bussin'. I must now take my leave.
Are you getting new jargon from anywhere? You hang out with kids or...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're keeping up on your jargon?
I'm trying to think if I got anything. No, just whatever I get from social media, I guess. I'm trying to think even what I got. I don't know. A new jargon. Nothing. Yeah. Bussin' sounded good.
I know, right? I like bussin'.
I think bussin' will probably be out by the time this episode is out.
We like, killed it.
By the time I understand bussin', it's already not
Yeah,
cool.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. Yeah.
It got beaten and dragged to hell by Krampus, those words.
Yeah. Do you have another one?
Yeah, we have. There's tons.
Are we rapid firing or what's happening? Like, how are we doing this?
I feel like we're doing fine. We're just like reading one and like talking about it.
All right, let's go.
I mean, how much do you want to talk about the skeleton horse?
The skeleton horse, I'm done with.
Yeah,
you got anything to say about skeleton?
No, it seems like close to reindeer. That was my only observation. Yeah, it's curious. These like
It seems derivative of the Headless Horseman. I don't know which predates the other, though.
I mean, to me, a zombie horse, what can it do? It has to like turn around to kick you, or it doesn't have a long neck to like bite you that hard.
It's like a supernatural skeleton horse. I think that's the scariest part. Like if I was in the snow and I was like, it was New Year's Eve and I wasn't home yet, and then I hear like the clip clop and like the like jangly bone sounds of like and like rhymes coming out of a skeleton horse, I would be terrified. That is so scary. Don't come in my house.
And it's Christmas related too. It comes out on Christmas, I guess, or like around the holiday time.
Instead around New Year's, which New Year's, I guess, okay, is like Christmas time.
Sure.
Ish. another one?
Yeah. I'm a skeleton horse. My rhymes are the worst. Worse. Your rhymes are worse.
Trying to rhyme horse with worse?
I'm the skeleton horse. Christmas is the worst. If you try to battle me, you'll go horse. It's a different
horse. I get it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The skeleton. I don't know.
He'd be dead. The skeleton horse would have killed him.
Oh, do you think? Let's rap battle. You be the horse.
Okay.
And I will vanquish you from my house.
Hey, ready?
Yeah.
Boo, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way. Give me some hay.
Nay, nay. Get the fuck out my house.
See? Failed.
What?
That rhyme structure, the rhyme structure was garbage.
Well.
Anyway.
I could have kept going.
Do you have one? You want me to read another one?
Yeah, we go back. I have the same list.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you want to read one? I skipped down to the Tom 10 unless you want to.
No. That's a good call.
Just because he's like, it looks like he's a beard with legs. He's so funny looking.
The Tom 10. He looks like a gnome, but his hair is so long that he's like stepping through it. He's a creature from Scandinavian folklore who bears a resemblance to a gnome.
Oof.
Lives among the dead inside burial mounds. Yeah. Acts as a caretaker, protector, and helper of the household. But if you anger him, he is quite the temper. He's known for driving people insane with his tricks or biting them. And the bites are poisonous, which typically lead to death.
Not so ideal.
Weird. He's just a little old curmudgeon who like gets pissed off easy and has bad teeth.
I don't know what any of these guys want. What does he want? I'll give him what he wants.
You have to leave a gift of food out on Christmas Eve. He just wants food.
Easy. I'll give you food.
Give me food or I will bite you to death.
Yeah, it's interesting that all these things just want, like, common decency. You know, a nice warm place to sleep, which is the story of Jesus, too, right? I mean, he just wanted a place to crash, or his parents, I guess. He was in the process of being born, but it's like, probably wanted food, too. And these are like the dark versions of that, all these things, you know.
Like, to me, this is just a homeless guy from back then. You know?
Yeah, right.
Can't trim his beard. right. Just wants
that
some
weird
food,
bite.
Gets pissed off easily.
Yeah. Needs some dental work, perhaps. Poisonous bite is super scary. I guess that's like based on snakes and, you know.
But, if, you know, like animals like
right.
that Rabbit have like really stuff. Dirty teeth.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think dog. That like if you swished your mouth with cyanide and then spit it out and then bit someone real hard, you could put cyanide into them?
Interesting.
Yeah. I think you would die, though, from it.
You only swished it out, though.
Maybe on a lipstick type thing? Like,
a la Batman and Robin?
Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Did that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
That bitch.
In Dune, when he tries to bite his tooth to get the poison smoke. I know it's different.
But. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Duke, you give you one more chance.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger in Dune?
Yes, he's a small role. It's before he was working out.
He's literally small.
Oh, my God.
Duke Atreides. Sorry.
I'd like a tiny Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, you know, get him... Whatever happened to like the, you know, twins type thing, like the comedy Arnold. Get him back, get him small.
I
love twins.
Twins is great because the director directed him well. Whenever he's in a comedy, he kind of like flips it to and winks at the camera with his line reads.
Yeah, I don't know. Like Kindergarten Cop is so good.
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way is my favorite Christmas movie.
Of course.
Oof. Hot take. Is it really?
Yeah, I love Jingle All the Way.
Wow.
It's a terrible movie, but I love that movie.
Do you guys have a favorite Christmas
movie? Those are my cookies.
Yeah. Those are my cookies. I'm not a pervert. I just want the terrible mental.
I've never even seen Jingle All the Way. It looks
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
We have to watch it. Ugh. Phil Hartman is in it. It's one of his best
Sinbad.
Roles. It's so funny.
Sinbad, yeah.
Sinbad's
That's
in
not,
it.
That doesn't move my
Jake
needle.
Lloyd is the kid.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't need Sinbad or Jake Lloyd for any movie that I've ever seen.
Don't you want to see a bunch of like moms beating Arnold Schwarzenegger in a mall because they think he's a pervert? It is so funny.
I feel like, I could just watch that on YouTube.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Christmas. Now's the time.
Do you have a favorite Christmas
movie? Like Home Alone 2. That's my favorite. Because it's all the hijinks of Home Alone 1, but in the big city. It's
what
fun.
What are these, like, joke answers, man?
No, seriously. I used to, for years, I would do Pizza Hut and Orange Soda. I just, like, would have that once a year and watch Home Alone 2. And, but as far as, like, sincere, like...
What's better about Home Alone 2 than Home Alone 1?
I just think it's all the fun of Home Alone 1.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, Trump
it.
Cameo.
Yeah.
It's just like bigger gags. You have more the fun of New York. And I think they just like, I think instead of like one paint can, you get two like that. But they're just like upping it all, you know? They just go for it.
How do we one up this paint can thing?
Two pills. Yeah.
I have to watch like four movies every year, no matter what.
Yeah.
So I don't have one, which is lame.
What are the four?
I got to watch Scrooged. I got to watch A Christmas Story, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, even though like, it's terrible. I love it. And then Elf is on there now. I have to, and Die Hard. I mean, five.
Yeah.
I have to watch those every year. If I don't, like, I'm like, we didn't have Christmas this year.
Interesting. I like any Hallmark movie with magic, and I like talking animals.
Yeah.
If there's a Christmas movie with magic and talking animals, like, the magic is not that the animals talk, but there's some additional magic.
Yeah.
I'm fucking, that's all
I
want.
Which one? that sounds great. Like, is there not Beethoven. Beethoven never talked, I guess. You just have him being a good guardian to the family.
No, it would. I don't.
A good dog.
Yeah, just a good dog.
The buddies, maybe. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. Air buddies, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I could picture that. I kind of picture the DVD. They're
all wearing
Santa's
little
bag.
Santa hats.
Yeah, Santa hats.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cute.
That's cute.
Cute.
But I like a girl who is like a. She's like a very driven lawyer.
Yeah.
And but now she has to visit her family, or she gets stuck in like some sleepy town and she doesn't want to be there, and then
she
finds love.
Buys like a bakery or something.
Yeah, and then she has to save the bakery. I love those. Those are my favorite movies.
Definitely.
I want to write one of those so bad.
I mean,
oh my God,
hearing you describe him, like, I'm missing out. I've never given
those. Dude, get stoned and watch any of these. Yeah. Christmas.
Peacock's got the Hallmark Channel right now. You can do that. It's
Discovery
like
Plus has a bunch of them now.
Nice.
But I was reading all the descriptions, and most of them are like, a home decorator is at her mother's for Christmas, and the next one is like, this barn stylist didn't know what he was gonna do, and the next one is like, she was gonna fix his house and he thought she was too expensive. It's like all of the Discovery Plus ones are just like the people in their shows as the characters.
Weird.
It's like really weird.
Are you serious?
It's really, I mean, that's what it feels like.
I'm getting Discovery Plus. That's the best thing I've ever heard for it.
And
incredible.
Like three different ones have the mom from Sister as like three different characters. It's like, this is crazy. It's just like a contract.
I know that Christmas in Handcuffs is pretty good. It's about a girl who doesn't want to go to her Christmas family without a boyfriend, so she like puts Wilmer Valderrama or someone like that in like handcuffs and like makes him go to their Christmas, and he's like trying to get out the whole time. I love those movies. Let's continue. Oh no, go on.
No, it feels like there should. I mean, that feels like the key into filmmaking. Those films, like that, feels like the new like who the people getting shots to make those films.
Yeah,
it's just inspiring because it's like, you know,
you think Marvel's got their eye on all
exactly,
those. They're like, all right, we're gonna tap this person.
Exactly. Coming in, I'm sure it's like a 3-day shoot. You know, it's like you get that, bring that in.
Like, well, we're shooting it here. Yeah. Like, so can you change this to to be the observatory? I know they're all small towns and with snow.
Yeah.
Give us some heavy hitters, because we're kind of like eating up the time here.
Let me just do Gryla, because then we can do the Yule Lads, which is what I actually want to get to.
The Yule Lads are insane. So, stay tuned for the Yule Lads. So, they're nuts.
Gryla is one of Iceland's most renowned figures associated with Christmas. She is a giant troll who is in a perpetual bad mood due to her insatiable hunger for children. Each Christmas, Gryla comes down from her mountain dwelling to hunt for naughty children. She places them in a sack and drags them back to her cave, where she boils them alive for her favorite stew. Oh, and she has 13 sons, the Yule Lads.
Oh, shit.
Yule Lads.
She eats kids, and she's got 13 kids.
Yeah.
You don't eat your own
stew.
Kids unless you're a hamster.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also have a cat called the Yule Cat, but we'll get to that. We talked about that on Thursday.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, well.
All right, launch into the Yule Lads, because the Yule Lads are redundant and unnecessary.
Yeah.
There's 13 of them, and only about 3 have a point. But wait. They show up at different... This is the crazy thing about the Yule Lads. They show up at different times. So, like, one will show up on December 13th and then stay for 13 days, right?
Yeah, so he'll leave on December 26th.
And then the next one shows up, like, the next day.
On the 14th. And he'll leave on December 27th.
So you get more and more and more. And so there's one day where they're, like, all there. Fucking up your shit.
Possibly.
So they bother you, they come live with you, and then their mom cooks you in a stew at some point?
Let's dive more into what they do, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Are you ready?
I am, yeah.
All right, take it away.
The 13 sons of Gryla, the Yule Lads, are known for a particular habit or characteristic, like a Disney version of Snow White's 7 Dwarves. Oh, much like the Disney version. Most of them are depicted as mischievous pranksters and petty criminals. Icelandic children are visited each night on 13 days leading up to Christmas by a different Yule Lad, such as Sheep Coat Clog, a peg-legged sheep fancier.
Sure.
Gully Hawk, who hides in ditches or gullies and waits for an opportune moment to run into the cow shed and lick the foam off the milk and the milking buckets.
Ugh. The best part of the milk.
Yeah.
The foam.
Yeah. Stubby, whose name denotes his stature as he is unusually short. Okay. Spoon Licker, a licker and thief of spoons.
Ah.
Pot Scraper, who is a petty thief of leftovers. Bowl Licker, who hides under your bed and waits for you to absentmindedly put down your bowl so he can steal it and lick it. Door Slammer, guess what Door Slammer does?
Slams those doors.
Yeah, slams doors all night.
Wow.
Skeer Gobbler.
Scare Gobbler?
No, skeer.
Skeer?
Skeer. It's
eat
like
skeers?
It's like yogurt. Sausage Swiper steals sausages. Window sausage Peeper swiper. Watches you from the windows. Doorway Sniffer sniffs through doors to find bread. And Meat Hook, who always brings a hook along with him so he can steal meat. And lastly, Candle Stealer, who follows children around to steal their candles.
Wow. So Walt Disney hears Candle Sniffer and he's like, well, I'll make that guy grumpy. You got to make this easier for kids. I don't know.
I'm not inspired by this Candle Stealer guy.
These sound like just a curmudgeon old man who drinks too much. Like, your meat got stolen last night. Yeah. Somebody was watching you sleep.
It feels like if these guys worked together, they would... It seems like they have a lot of overlap between what they're trying to get done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Licking spoons, licking pots, stealing sausages.
Licking your bowl, licking cow's milk.
Smelling for bread.
But then there's one that just like... fucks goats?
What?
Or the it just says he's a goat fancier. What is that?
Yeah, a peg legged sheep fancier.
Yeah. He's not painting pictures.
Just saw one guy.
It's just the one guy. Yeah. The
sheep goat clog was here again last night.
Oh, zip that! That Yule lad was here.
It's good they all have different interests, because if they're all fucking sheep, you know, then you're kind of like you run out of names quicker, I guess.
Yeah.
Guys licking bowls.
But it's like predominantly food. Everything we've listed is just like, if you give them food, they're fine. They'll leave you alone.
Well, that's, and now we give Santa cookies, right? I mean, isn't that kind of the thing? It's like, we're just, he needs.
It's an offering.
An offer. Yeah, yeah. We make it, we clean it up a little bit for kids now, but like, they all want food and a place to crash.
Well, it's because they didn't have internet back then.
Sure, yeah.
If we had internet back then, it's like, make sure you share your Wi-Fi password.
Yeah, leave the Wi-Fi code.
Or else they'll come and wipe all your computer memory.
Santa can't get to the next place without using your Wi-Fi for his maps.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't pay for unlimited. He uses Wi-Fi. How does he pay for toys if he's paying for unlimited data? I always thought that we left the cookies just so that it was proof that he was there, because my cookies would always still be there with like one bite out of them.
That's how they
duped me so hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Motherfucking liars.
I remember I have a younger brother and sister, the year that I had to eat the cookies.
Yeah.
And I was like,
me too.
What? There's no whimsy and wonder for me? Huh? I gotta eat the cookies? I'm 13. I'm too old. All right. I guess I'm eating the cookies. Yeah.
I guess we could make up some shit if you want us to.
Yeah.
You want some whimsy? Okay. The cookies grant wishes. Now go eat them and shut the fuck up and go to bed.
We used to do the powdered elf shoe, too. Did you ever do that?
No.
It's where you just get like a tiny shoe and you like dip it in a plate of baby powder and then you like slam it on the ground.
Santa's a man.
But he's got elves.
I never thought that the elves went into the house with him.
Yeah, that's interesting. So the idea is Santa goes down the chimney and then bring, like, the elves are... He opens the door and they come in the front, I guess.
He's just delegating. Put that one's for the enemy.
I ain't touching a damn present. You kids put it over there.
You make the toys and then you put them where they go. And then
he's the Steve Jobs of Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm driving, so someone's going to stay with the sleigh.
Yeah.
There's no parking in LA.
I pay for the whole operation.
Yeah.
But we don't get paid.
It used to just be one house, one family, but now you go to an apartment building. It's way too many. They need help anyway.
How do people who grow up in apartments deal with the chimney thing?
Right.
Does that...
I always ask because we didn't have a chimney. I grew up in a trailer or mobile home. And
yeah, well, like, how did they handle that?
I was like, well, we got to leave the door unlocked for Santa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nope.
Isn't there like in trailers, isn't there like that ventilation?
Yeah,
thing?
The swamp cooler. The big box on top. Yeah.
Well, no, I just thought there was like an escape hatch in trailers or something.
Like an air vent.
Yeah.
Not in ours.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
I think you're thinking of like a trailer trailer.
I'm thinking
and
of
you
like
lived
a
in
bus
like a
or something.
Trailer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. They have regular roofs in those trailers.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But for us, it was the, you know, the, what does he do? I don't know. It felt like Bewitched, where it's just like just magic to get
zooped in somehow
through the roof.
Someone in the chat said, if you live in an apartment, Santa comes out of the TV like The Ring.
Dude,
gross. No, thank you.
What channel do you leave it on?
You leave it on the fireplace channel, the fireplace DVD.
Right.
The poltergeist static.
The
HBO logo.
It's
snow. You got Sopranos on.
You have to pause the HBO logo before HBO shows up.
Please.
It's just white noise.
My mom used to say that static was snow, so I would believe. Like, oh, you gotta leave it on the snow.
Oh,
this is the North Pole channel.
Yeah,
he just walks right through. Scary, though.
So scary, dude. I don't like that.
Oh, we did. That makes me think. We did have, so I'm from upstate New York, and they in Lake George, they had like a North Pole. I think they have one here in Lake Arrowhead, like, you know, a fake Santa's workshop. And my mom took me and my brother and did tell us, like, we're at the North Pole now. Which was weird because it was like a 20-minute drive from my house. Like, I don't know, but it's like, you know, there's like there's signs that said the North Pole and like
Santa's Village.
Yeah, Santa's Village.
In Crestline?
Yes, exactly. They have that too. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like wild. Like, I think I'm here. It's like confusing. You're just like, it makes it harder to understand what's going on when you do see the physical, the brick and mortar.
They told me it was a lie, but it's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, we tell Moose that Santa is real and that every Santa is real because when you Santa is about giving.
Yeah,
that's nice.
And so every Santa is real because they're giving.
You also tell him that crystals can grant wishes and shit.
Not yet.
Not yet, but
I don't
want to
mess with my stones.
He wants the wishes.
Yeah, if he moves them, I won't win the lottery.
Oh my god, a Yule lad is gonna come and just move them.
Yule lad, when did those
crystal
guys?
Mover.
I know, right? I wish they had more info on them, but
Yule lad's ancient.
Icelandic, you know,
that's
like,
some good IP too.
We should
try and
say the Icelandic names. They're really difficult to say.
Well, we got about a minute left, so
right, okay.
So we can't do that.
All right, well,
Greg,
yes,
thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Are you gonna stick around and continue the conversation?
Definitely.
All right, if you're listening, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and can listen to the continued conversation. What's the podcast called again?
It's called Conference Call. You can check out the first episode now.
And it's
Apple Music,
improv scripted.
It's sort of Curb Your Enthusiasm for the podcast world. So it's these guys are trying to make a As Seen on TV product and bringing in a woman to help them get their business going and then totally take advantage of her.
And Willie shows up in a future.
And Willie's also in episode 8, which will come out next year.
Woo. Great, man. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone for watching and listening. Do you guys have any? We got 20 seconds. So anything else?
Are you going to be on Tuesday again?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll figure it out tonight. I'll look at the schedule.
Okay, Willie did a really good Aaron Willie afternoon. So catch that on Tuesday if he's going to do it.
Twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. We do Tuesdays and Thursdays. Subscribe to all of it and check out the
Conference Call
podcast. And thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. See ya.
Happy holidays.
Bye.